Ralphie Radio Show. It is that time of the week, Friday, thankfully, the weekend, and time to look back on the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi, of course, a lot of people out in Hollywood and yonder talking about Seal and Heidi Klum divorcing. What's the latest from Life and Style Weekly on this story?
Well, we had lots of insiders come forward and give us a little bit of insight into why their fairy tale fell apart. And it seems like one of the main reasons was Seal had a very bad temper and Heidi just couldn't take it anymore. Seal was getting very jealous of all of Heidi's success, and it just led to their breakup.
Now, Jordy, of course, we've seen Seal still making the media rounds. He's got a new album to promote. The timing of all this, maybe just a coincidence. Do you think there's any chance these two get back together, though?
Hollywood marriages are very, very strange. As you can see, David Arquette and Courtney Cox are still sort of, what are they doing? And
right.
And J-Lo and Mark haven't broken up. And Seal and Heidi really did seem to be in love for those 7 years. So I think it could be possible that they do get back together. They're both wearing their rings. Sources tell us that they are still living in the house together. So maybe it's just a rough patch for them.
A couple of children involved as well, so you hate to see that happen. But hopefully, we wish them the best for sure. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Rihanna making some headlines as well for her ex-relationship with Chris Brown and this alleged run-in with Chris and his, I guess, girlfriend at a club out in Hollywood. Right, Jordy?
Yeah, exactly. I think I told you a couple weeks ago that Rihanna was trying to get back together with Chris and popping by the studio, and Chris just didn't want to have anything to do with it, and it seems like this rejection is really getting to Rihanna, and she's acting out a bit, and as I'm sure you saw, some of those scandalous pictures that came off the internet of her smoking a funny-looking cigarette, and she's just partying it up, and you know, she can't get over Chris.
Some new tattoos as well. Yeah, she was tweeting out some other interesting photos of herself, like on like exercise equipment. I don't know, very bizarre to say the least. But yeah, as you had pointed out just a couple weeks ago here on the Ralphie Radio Show, Life and Style Weekly was reporting that she was trying to get back with Chris Brown. We'll wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. This is terrible. It's like an all heartbreak segment because now we're talking about Katy Perry, and of course she's going through her divorce with Russell Brand, and she's not handling it so well, is she?
Katy, I feel like, is coming out on top. She recently had a big concert over in Indonesia, and she looked fabulous. She looked like she's getting her revenge body, and her career is still red hot. The fans adore her. She lucked out. She got the mansion. Russell's living in kind of a iffy-looking pad, and it seems like Katy is probably going to come out on top out of all this.
Jordy, revenge body is my new term for the weekend. Thank you very much.
I'm working on mine.
I bet you are. Well, hey, you're headed out to California for a little vacation, so nothing wrong with that at all. Hey, read about these stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Big thanks to senior news editor Jordy Lippi, playing her today, feeling under the weather, but still making some time for the Ralphie Radio Show. Jordy, appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too.